Chapter 5, A Medieval Mystery. Comprehension. Read this passage. More than 800 years ago, a monk from Canterbury in England called Gervase wrote a book. It was called The Chronicle of Gervase, and in it the monk recorded facts about life in medieval England. Historians and researchers have learned many things about ancient English history and life in the medieval world from reading Gervase's work. One of the things which Gervase wrote about, however, was rather unusual. Gervase describes how, in June of 1178, a group of monks were outside one night. They were looking at the moon, which was a crescent-shaped or new moon. As they were watching it, one end of the crescent seemed to split into two. Flames and sparks burst from it, and the rest of the moon seemed to shake. Gervase admits that he didn't see the event himself, but was told about it by some of the men who did see it. He says that the men swore they were telling the truth. For many years, historians have puzzled over what the Canterbury monks might have seen. Some think it was something simple, like a cloud passing in front of the moon. Others believe that it was just a story and not a real event. However, one scientist, Dr. Jack Hartung, believes he may have found the answer. When Dr. Hartung read Gervase's account, he thought it sounded like some sort of explosion on the moon's surface. He thought that if a meteor crashed into the moon's surface, the view from Earth would be similar to the event the monks saw. Dr. Hartung knew that if a meteor had crashed into the moon 800 years ago, there would still be evidence of the explosion on the moon itself. There would be a huge crater or hole in the moon's surface. He calculated which part of the moon the men had been looking at that night, and then looked at maps of the moon to see if there was a crater there. Amazingly, there was. It is called Giordano Bruno, and evidence suggests that it is one of the newest craters on the moon. Not all scientists agree with Dr. Hartung's findings, but it certainly is an interesting theory. It is amazing to think that all those years ago, men may have watched as a meteor crashed into the moon, and even more amazing that more than 800 years later, the puzzle of a medieval manuscript may have been solved.